due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
And speaking of pretty cool, it was released on ESPN this morning. The first of the announced inductees into the WWE Hall of Fame for this year. D-Generation X. Myself, Shawn Michaels, X-Pac, Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, and the ninth wonder of the world, China.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn of the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for February 23rd. A couple holidays today. It's International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. And who doesn't appreciate a dog biscuit once in a while? You know, you can actually eat them. Fly wings, horse ends, and all. Let's open that bottle night. And, of course, tennis day. Birthdays today. Well, I have no wrestling birthdays, but my good friend and co-announcer from Rock City Roller Derby, Karma, is celebrating her 29th birthday today. So happy birthday, Karma. Thank you so much for everything last weekend. We had a great home game last week. Thank you for everybody who came out. Great crowd. Two wins by the local team. Nine straight wins for Rock City Roller Derby, starting off the season against a team much higher ranked. It was pretty cool. But welcome to the show. We're not here to talk roller derby. We're the Pain Clinic, and we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us March 2nd for UFC 235 at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so you want to get there early, hosted by us. Wait a second. Is it March 2nd? It is March 2nd. That's on next Saturday. John Jones is in the main event.
Yes, he is.
You definitely do not want to miss that. Write it down on your calendar now. That's March 2nd. Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 235. Interested in roller derby, want to be a skater, officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in skating for the men's team, it's the Flower City Fear. Find them, FLOUR, on Facebook. I am the Cash Man. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm joined by DC Dan Cole. Good morning.
Good morning.
Next to him, to my radio right, to your radio left, is Danger Boy.
Good morning.
We have a special guest in the studio today. Man, it's been all over the place.
He literally grew up on the show.
He did. He's from everywhere. He's been all over the place. It's the Artiste joining us in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in, buddy.
Good morning.
What brings you to Rochester in the end of February?
I apparently am on this like world tour or something. I barely know where I am right now. February's been kind of the craziest month of my life, but we have a bye weekend for the Corpus Christi Ice Race, conveniently enough, pleasantly timed after what's been a crazy couple weeks of Alaska, Texas, Providence, Boston, whatever. So back here for the weekend. There's an ESW show tonight in Fairport, and I figured come back for the weekend and enjoy this fourth and final weekend off of the season to kind of reset. Because somebody just reminded me that we're only home one of the weekends in March, so be getting right back on the road a lot once I get back to Texas. But good to get back home here this time of year. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Danny? Oh man, I was gonna say Artiste. You picked to come to the freezing north instead of going back to your new.
I was in when we were in Fairbanks a couple weeks ago. It was like minus 21 plus the wind chill and whatever. Got back to Corpus Christi. It was 81 the other day. Then Boston was freezing, and this doesn't seem too bad, especially today is actually kind of nice. So.
It's supposed to be 45 today, 54 tomorrow, and 75-mile-an-hour winds after that.
I'm glad. He's going to save a lot of money on a plane ticket. He can just buy himself a couple of kites, and he can ride the drifts back.
Oh, well, I was originally going to be flying back tomorrow, and I'm glad that's not the case, because it probably would have gotten canceled. It's like I almost got canceled coming here on Wednesday, but going back Monday, and then... Someday this week I'm going to hit the beach and reward myself from all this cold weather crap that I'm dealing with this month.
The beach that's right across the street from where your offices are, right?
Well, not only that, actually, last night we were watching, I didn't remember this at all, but if anybody remembers the February 5th, 2008 episode of WWE CW, there was a Gulf of Mexico match between CM Punk and then ECW champion Chavo Guerrero, which I also kind of forgot about that part. That took place at our arena in Corpus Christi, and right out front, you can see the water there that the loser of the match gets thrown into the Gulf right there.
Wow.
So,
remember there was a match once, I think, down in Texas that where they threw the belt into the water, too. Didn't they? No. Maybe that was it I'm thinking of, is the ECW match. I definitely remember them going, it was dark out, and it wasn't well lit.
Yep.
And, yeah, I remember that very well. So, yeah, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to hit that water on Tuesday, I think.
And if I could just interject real quick, if I could have the Artiste turn this way and wave to the camera, he has a fan.
I'm on I should have sat over here, so I'm not on. Hello.
Big Cat was surprised to see you, so.
Hello.
I said I'd try to get you a wave.
I will see him later.
Yes,
I was going to say. Hi, Scott.
Cool. So let's, man.
Hey, Fabe.
Oh, come on. At one point, he co-hosted a hockey show in this room with me with his real first name.
That's true. And for a full year there, right? At least.
Yeah, I did 2+ seasons of it.
Think Big Cat is impressive in the wrestling ring, you should have seen him on skates in high school.
I'm glad that I didn't, because I would have been terrified. Both him and one Luke Harper. Either one, I would not want to be. I'd be like, yep, line change. No thanks.
Now that Luke Harper can see better, I'd be careful of that guy. 1280, star 1280. You probably don't know what I'm talking about, Rob.
You know what? Somebody told me about, I think my mom told me about that commercial the other day when she picked me up at the airport, but I haven't actually heard the commercial yet.
The LASIK spy. It should be on this show. You think of anything, they would put it on this, but I hear it on 95.1 all the time. But 1280, star 1280. We got a lot of things to talk about. An incredible week in wrestling. We saw a jump in the ratings for both Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, and I don't know if it has anything to do with maybe NXT guys showing up. I don't know. I mean, because nobody knows who they are, right? I mean, you guys don't know who those NXT guys are.
No one in Lafayette obviously did.
Obviously, it was very, very quiet.
What do they know there, though?
Very true.
Apparently nothing.
Before we get into too much talk, because there's a lot of things. We had a lot of people released this week, not only people, but also backstage producers we're going to get into. But we got a call from Michael on the phone. Michael, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Rich? How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, sir?
Good. I think to get back to the point you were just talking about the ratings, I think a lot of it probably had to do with the fallout that people thought was going to happen from the Elimination Chamber when Becky Lynch comes out and attacks Ronda and Charlotte. That's why the first to third hour was such a huge drop. I think people realized that Becky and Charlotte were not even going to be on the show, so thus, I think that's why there was a big jump. I don't think it had anything to do as much with the NXT guys, because the NXT guys wrestled all over the show. And the rating wasn't the same from the first hour to the third hour.
No, you're right. But the thing is I mean, it could have stayed the same, but it didn't. It went up. And so, I mean, and I don't, it's weird because they didn't have Becky Lynch on it. I mean, after what she did on the pay-per-view this past week by beating up Charlotte Flair with the kendo stick and as well as Ronda, giving her a couple slaps and actually...
That wasn't a kendo stick. That was a crutch.
Oh, it was a crutch. I'm sorry. Yeah. Why was I thinking it was a kendo stick? Yeah, she hit her she started
kendo
bleeding.
Kendo is Charlotte's best friend.
That's it. So she hit her she hit Ronda in the face and actually she drew blood.
Well, and kudos to Ronda who wanted Becky to hit her as hard as she could.
Yes, that's why I'm such a fan of hers.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I just thought maybe people were calling each other and go, wow, who are these guys on Raw, especially when you get to see, Ricochet.
Listen, I called like a few weeks ago and I said that you didn't. I remember we were talking about this, that Triple H wanted to protect these guys, and that's why they didn't want to bring them up to the main roster. But I had said that I didn't like the call-ups at the end of the year when they brought up EC3 and Lacey Evans and Heavy Machinery because I didn't think that there was much of a future for any of them. These four guys are going to be great. And I think that what's going to happen is it's they need new blood in the main events because they've done such a poor job of booking the main roster guys that you got to have fresh talent up at the top. So as long as they don't 50-50 them and keep them strong, especially in the case of Black and Ricochet, I think they're going to do very well.
Okay, let's stop for 1 second. People who might not have seen Raw, let's give a little bit of a background on what happened. And Danny and actually Danger told me this. I didn't even know this when I walked in until I walked in like 10 minutes ago. Tell a story about Triple H going out there in the beginning of the show. So, and now, first of all, he announced Rochester and China going into the Hall of Fame, which a lot of people felt is about time. You know, I said a lot of people felt that. But then we continue on. He continues on. And go on, Danger.
Well, he announces everybody that all the NXT call-ups are going to happen. And he flubbed his lines in there at one point. And the prevailing thought at the time was, oh, he just screwed up. But he didn't know going into that show before that day that they were calling up those NXT guys. Vince McMahon was getting desperate and goes, who are the four best guys in NXT right now? And someone else in his inner circle told him Ricochet, Johnny Gargano, Ciampa, and Aleister Black.
You would think Vince would watch NXT.
He does not watch NXT.
He doesn't, though.
Amazing.
He doesn't.
Well, except for the one time that Aleister asked, or I think it was Velveteen asked if he was watching, and then he responded back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
No.
Or whoever handled his Twitter did.
Yeah, exactly.
His secretary.
But Triple H had no idea and was actually, I guess, got into an argument with Vince over how those guys were used, or going to be used, because you completely dropped every storyline they had between Gargano and Ciampa, and they were came out as babyface tag team. You had Aleister Black go 50-50 against Elias.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Ricochet was in a match way too long.
Yes, I agree 100%. Because I had heard that one of the problems with the show was Seth Rollins was supposed to be cleared, and he was going to be all over the show, but because he wasn't clear from his back injury, he was only on the show very briefly, and they had to rewrite the show.
Yeah, they finished writing the show a half hour before it went on the air.
Oh, my gosh. I was wondering why he was in such a solemn mood and really cut a downer of a promo.
Well, that's why I was going to say, you know, our caller had mentioned, oh, yeah, we need new blood, you know, out there in the ring. We need new blood in control, too.
Yes. Remember, I said this. He needed an intervention. He needs to go to the XFL and be with Oliver Luck, and they can run the XFL. Triple H can run the main roster.
But the worst part is, they did the call-ups right on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were great on Tuesday.
Yes.
Because they had time.
Yeah. Exactly. But I want to get the reason why I call, because I got into an argument on Twitter, and I know it's a dangerous thing to do because a lot of people I think are just truly stupid on Twitter.
A lot of keyboard warriors out there, bud.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's all about this Kofi Kingston thing. Now, obviously, Kofi Kingston has been over the last couple of weeks from the Gauntlet match because he actually wasn't even supposed to be in it. It was supposed to be Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Mustafa Ali got hurt.
Do you mean Mustafa Ali, Kofi Kingston / Kofi Kingston? Because Kofi is playing that part right now.
Yes, exactly. So, Kofi Kingston, I think he's doing a better job than Mustafa Ali would have done because of his tenure in the company. But as a result, he's over because of the Gauntlet match and how well he did in the Chamber match. And everybody's saying he deserves to be the championship. And this is the problem I have a lot with modern-day wrestling. There's no such thing as deserve. You should earn a championship. And to me, the title makes the man. I mean, excuse me, the man makes the title. The title doesn't make the man. And I have the opinion that Kofi Kingston should not be WWE champion. I don't care how over he's been the last couple of weeks. But to me, when Jinder Mahal won the title, when Bray Wyatt won the title, all you did was you devalued the title. And I think that Kofi Kingston being WWE champion would devalue the title. That's just my take on it. I don't think he's worthy of being champion. I want to get your thoughts on that.
I don't think he's going to win it, first of all.
No, I don't either. But it's just I don't like the mentality of today that, like, if you've been there long enough that you, like, there were wrestlers in the 80s who were great. Roddy Piper was never the heavyweight champion. He's an all-time great. I mean, Owen Hart was a great wrestler. Brian Pillman was a great wrestler. They were not world champions. And that's okay. Like, everybody doesn't have to be the world champion. I just think that we've gotten to, like, a point where, like, hey, we got to have, like, a participation trophy for everybody. And I just think that would be the wrong message. I think that Daniel Bryan, this is my personal opinion. I don't think they're going to go this way. I think they're going to go with Daniel Bryan against Kevin Owens. based on how the fact that Kevin Owens is vignettes. He's eating popcorn, and he's doing stuff with his kid in the pizza. And I think that they're going to play off of that because Daniel Bryan's the Planet's champion and all that. But I would prefer if they have John Cena wrestle Daniel Bryan, because the hook would be he would be going for number 17. And to me, that's the biggest drawing match they can have. It would be a great match because Daniel Bryan would get a great match out of John. You could even throw the Bella stuff in there if you want to. But to me, that's the best thing they could do for WrestleMania.
You know, that's okay, fun. Okay, you know, okay. I got to stop.
Time out.
Hold on one second.
Time out.
That's a lot for us to digest here, yeah. Mike. No, hold on a second.
We started this call talking about how we need new blood. Now you want John Cena getting another title win in another main event at WrestleMania?
I didn't say he should win. I say he should be in the match.
No, see, I'm going to totally disagree with you. You know what? I would love to see Kofi win because what WWE has been lacking the past several years are interesting moments and surprise moments. They've done themselves no favors by having Roman Reigns chase the title for 3 years. They've done themselves no favors by having Brock Lesnar carry a title, a part-timer, carry a title for 3 years. They need to do stuff that's going to draw attention to themselves. And that's why I like what they're doing with Kofi. I know they're not going to pull the trigger because it would be too great, and it's totally below Vince McMahon.
But that's
the kind of stuff they need to get back to. Look at what happened when Mick Foley won the title on Raw.
Hey, you know what? This is going to sound blasphemous for people. I did not agree when they did that.
Hang up on him, Rich.
This call's long enough.
Hold on.
No, this has been going on for 10 minutes. That's enough.
Sorry about that.
So you build up new stars. Like, do I think Kofi Kingston should win the title tomorrow? No. I think you should. Do I want to see him win the title? Absolutely. Let it build up a little bit more. I like the surprise aspect. The other thing that goes along with that when you're talking about surprises is why are we saying this guy, this guy, this guy, they're all coming up from NXT. Why can't they come up as surprises anymore? Why can't they just appear and you get that big pop as opposed to like knowing that it's going to happen? Well, that's what they've stepped away from.
That's fine. I love the surprise as well. You can't do it in Lafayette.
Yeah, they don't.
You can't do anything in Lafayette.
I don't think they have internet or cable in Lafayette, so they have no idea who any of those guys were because they were sitting on their hands the whole time.
And aside from the lackluster responses to the call-ups, which if our commissioner is listening, okay, I'll give you that little shred. But think of everything else that they got to see, and you could see how that crowd affected everybody, like the god-awful Bayley Sasha Banks promo.
Ooh, yeah.
Because there was zero crowd reaction
to crickets.
Anything.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other thing in terms of needing to build things up properly, because in terms of the women's tag division, I love that they have the titles. I don't know what this means in terms of Raw or SmackDown or whatever, but really right now it's... All right, this girl and this girl, you team together. All right, you two team together. And nothing's they're not like a really established teams. The Iconics, fine. But how many tag matches have they had on TV? Like stuff like that. This should have been built up better as well.
Oh, exactly.
So that you can get to the point of doing the tag titles. We have tag teams that feel like tag teams. You have two girls together on a team who you consistently see in tag matches together, not normally singles matches, and oh, we'll throw them together for this because we've got.
And they started teasing it in December.
They could have built that up a lot better.
Vince came out and said, "We're going to have a women's tag team title."
If you're going to do that, put Sasha and Bayley together in nothing but tag matches for 3 months and build them up. Give them some team, like double team maneuvers and sequences and stuff.
Oh, yeah, maybe even finishes. So, hey, you know, we're going to go to break on that. And I believe Kofi, I'm sorry, we were going to break anyways there, Mike. I want to let you know that...
Don't be sorry. Kofi, he got his 10 minutes.
Kofi Kingston had done a replacement job before. I just can't remember where it was, but I remember that he was a hurt person's replacement in a feud for someone else. Did the same thing. Come out and looking great by the end of it. And I mean, and the same thing will happen. I mean, listen, Danger, why don't you look it up for me while we're going to commercial break? Like I say, there was a time where, he ran a gauntlet last Tuesday. That was beautiful, you know? So, but Kofi Kingston, this is not an unfamiliar position. That's why they picked him, I think, out of the New Day to do this.
They know he's a solid guy,
too. Yeah, he is, and he is. And I mean, listen, remember, he has some memorable matches with Randy Orton.
And you know what this could set up? Did you look at Big E's eyes looking at Kofi after that chamber match?
Yeah.
They weren't always happy.
No, I will tell you one thing, too. I'm never eating a pancake that comes out of Kofi Kingston's trunks, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there now.
What about a pancake branch?
A pancake branch, if it comes out of Kofi's, if it comes out of any of their trunks, I'm not eating it.
The pancakes that grow on trees are okay?
Yeah, I guess if they can find one. 222-1280, Star Toys number. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
As a lot of people know, my responsibilities don't end here with Raw and SmackDown. I oversee NXT's. Let me try that one more time. It's live. There are no screw-ups. I oversee WWE's third global touring brand, NXT. So it is my pleasure right now to introduce you to some people who will be making their debut tonight on Raw from NXT. They will all be in action tonight, and we will be starting.
If you could just forgive your partner, The Miz, just forgive him. Just dig down deep in your heart and forgive him. Sometimes it's hard for me to forgive him, but look, dig down deep, Shane, and we'll give you one more opportunity, Uz, to call you guys the best tag team in the world. Hey, but Shane O'Mac, there's only one reason why you don't want this rematch, Uz. Let's keep it real. Your boy Miz, he's a joke.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest, and if you've been hunting for a great new puzzle game, consider your search over. Download the 5-star rated game, Best Fiends. Patty here has been stuck on level 160, but she's determined and hasn't stopped playing with the help of her team of fiends. She's going to figure it out. I know it. Trust me, you're going to love it once you download it. And you really should, because there's thousands of fun levels, tons of adorable characters to collect, and unlimited fun. Click now to download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
It's the best weekend ever at JCPenney. For casual Friday or date night, find the denim you love in your favorite styles and washes. Grab a few pairs with 60% off select Arizona denim for her. And buy one, get one free select Arizona denim for him. Plus, don't miss your chance to grab final take clearance items at up to 80% off. These deals won't last long, so get in soon. JCPenney. Offers valid 2/22 through 2/24. Buy one denim item at regular price, get the second denim item of equal or lesser value for free. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Steaks and weights, Tucky. Steaks and weights.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Hey,
this is the
Bruise
Crew,
and
you
are
listening
to
the
Pain
Clinic
on
WHTK.
Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. The Bruise Crew, you know, brought us back. You might recognize one of the voices as Luke Harper in another identity, I guess, Brody Lee.
I haven't heard that ID in a long time.
I know. I haven't run in a long time. I was thinking Rob's going to be up here. I'm going to pull some out of the hat, you know. So welcome back to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and Rob the Artiste Sanderson, straight in from...
Yeah,
Rhode
Island.
Don't
need a nickname anymore.
You don't need a nickname anymore. You're just gonna be a Rob Sanderson, or you're gonna be the Artiste.
No one loses their nickname until I lose mine.
Okay.
All right, Danger.
Danger Man.
Danger Boy.
Danger Man.
Danger Baby. Danger Man.
Danger Baby. Danger Baby. I like that. You could have a TV show where we're all like little kids and we could have Danger Baby.
Muppet Babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in on this.
Pain Clinic Babies.
Pain Clinic Babies. Well, some people would say we are all Pain Clinic Babies.
Come true.
Stop it. I remember there's no singing on the Pain Clinic. But hey,
did that become a rule?
A lot's changed.
I know. There's nice chairs in here. What is going on?
I know. I don't know.
Who opened up the budgets here?
I have no idea. I will say they are nice chairs. The rules on singing usually only happen when I'm singing, so, you know, they tell me you can't sing. So,
is there a mustache rule?
There's also a no accents rule.
Yeah, no more Irish accents, yeah.
Irish,
or whatever.
I'm glad we have the cam so they could see my air quotes.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. I want to let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire at Culver. We're going to talk pro wrestling. My phone screener didn't get who was on the line, so we're just going to pick up the line randomly and say...
This always works out
Pain Clinic, what's your name?
Hey, this is Dan. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad, not bad. Hey, have you guys been down to Pop Rock yet?
Pop Rocks, gone down and got our.
I've already been there twice this week.
Oh yeah, you got cereal.
Death Wish.
My suggestion is mix the Death Wish with the Tom and Jerry like chocolate cherry coffee, half and half.
Okay,
that's the way to go. Cookie Monster for the cereal. Cheap plug.
Definitely. What's going on with Luke Harper? Is he coming back soon?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean he was he went back down to the training facility to start training. I think it was like a week or two ago, and that's when Rowan showed up with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, who knows what happens with him now coming up.
Well, you know, rumors are him and Rowan will still be tagging, so somehow maybe he'll appear.
And what's up with Bray Wyatt? Is he coming back anytime soon?
I hope so. Bray is back. He's okay. I mean, he's healthy enough to come back now. He's posted a few kind of weird tweets. If you go to his Twitter and look what he wrote, I think he's... I'm not sure exactly. I think he's like he kind of hinted that maybe he was tagging with an old tag partner, so coming back. But I'm not sure exactly what he meant by. But that was like a month ago. Heard nothing from him. You know, we didn't even get into the releases this week. But anything else there, Danny?
That's it.
Hey, you know, there's a show tonight. You know, ESW is going to be in Rochester tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, you okay?
Little under the weather.
Oh, okay, yeah, but don't go give it to anybody, okay?
Yeah.
Feel better, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Pull your chair back into the corner of the Village Sports.
Can almost feel the spray coming through my headphones, you know?
Great.
This is why he's in the other room.
This is how the end of the world started.
I'm
gonna
wear a mask.
You know, what is it? The movie, the Stephen King book, where you know the little virus starts and then half the world dies or 90% of the world dies. It was the one where I was gonna say The Shining, but it's not The Shining. It's nevertheless. Let's continue on.
It's Thinner.
No, not Thinner either. No.
The Marine 8.
No.
Starring The Miz.
Nevertheless, by the way, you can text us at 222-1280, star 1280. Kazam, is that your favorite Shaq movie?
Are there other ones to choose from?
I have no
Blue Chips.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, Blue Chips is good.
I was going to say, what was the one where he was the metal superhero?
Wasn't it Steel?
Steel, that's what it was, yeah. So
Don't say that name around me.
Steel. So, Rob, tell us a little bit about ESW tonight, man. What's going on with it?
Yeah, so ESW has obviously been around for quite a while. I don't 03-04 technically.
Sure.
Obviously a Buffalo-based indie fed that's picked up a lot of steam in recent years. Their first ever show in Rochester tonight, taking place at Village Sports in Fairport, 6 o'clock bell time. ESWWrestling.com for ticket information. I know they'll have tickets at the door, but pretty nice card tonight. I know Brandon Thurston will defend the heavyweight title against Big League John McChesney.
Oh, Big League's going to be back in town.
Yeah, and it's been a while because obviously he had a rough stretch there of a couple injuries, but he is back. Be good to see him. I know To Infinity and Beyond, Colin Delaney and Cheech will be taking on Private Party.
Do you think they got that name when they tagged together at the Comic-Con a couple years ago when they came out in the... They came out in the Toy Story costume of...
Well, I think they had it before then.
Oh, did they? So Buzz Lightyear was going on before then. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know also The Butcher and the Blade, which would be Pepper Parks, a.k.a. Braxton Sutter from his Impact days.
Which he's no longer with them, right?
Correct.
But his wife is still, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's
his wife. Yeah, Allie/Cherry Bomb, she's still there.
Yep,
but he teams with Andy Williams of the greatest band in the world, Every Time I Die. They will be taking on Anthony Gaines and a partner of his choosing. I know also...
Hey, is that the band that you follow?
That's the one I saw like 10 times last year.
Is that
the
one you saw on the boat?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Is Alex still
on
fire?
Yeah, he's one of the two guitarists in the band. What?
Is Alex still on fire?
Alexis on Fire actually did release a new song last week, and they're touring this summer.
How's Traverches in Purvis?
I last saw Traverches back in Austin in October, yeah.
With Metallica, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you saw Metallica.
Yeah, that was a weird day. Yeah. So there's a lot going on. A lot of local favorites are on the show. Eric Eminon's on the show. Big Cat Lemmer, I know, has an appearance. A lot going on. 6 o'clock, Village Sports, ESW, Empire State Wrestling on Facebook, and get all the details. But looking forward to that. Going to put on the commentary headset.
Do you know where in Fairport? I mean,
I think it's right behind Shooters.
Okay. Yeah. So it's right down in the center.
It's on Baird Road, 2830 Baird Road in Fairport.
Okay.
So it should be. It's about time the ESW debuts in Rochester. I think it'll be the best show in this city in quite some time, and looking forward to it.
From what I've heard, ticket sales were amazing, and Front Row is sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will say.
They put on a great product. I mean, they're one of those companies that brings in a lot of super indie-type matches, and then you've also got all your local favorites, and there's a mix of guys on the show, Rob Sweet, Cloudy, I'm forgetting a lot of people that are going to be on the show who are Rochester guys who have built up pretty big names elsewhere as well and stuff, so should be a lot of fun. Yeah.
So you stop in town just long enough to do the pain clinic and then do some commentary tonight.
Yeah, and I know a lot of like friends of mine are like, oh, when can we hang out? And I'm like, I have like no time here, so come out to the ESW show.
Yeah, come to the show.
And say hi. That's probably the best bet. Because
sell
you know
a few tickets that way.
I wanted more time to hang out with the RT, so I had to buy a ticket to go tonight.
Perfect.
Nice. I will say, while we got a chance, before we go to break again, we got a couple of questions on the Twitter. One of them is, what are your thoughts on women's tag titles being defended on all three brands?
Love it.
What? All three brands?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so out of the loop.
They're doing it on NXT as well.
Huh.
It's kind of, I like it, and it's also necessary because they don't have the, they have a roster of women that is very good, but they don't have the numbers on just one brand or the other, and even with NXT. So you can see Io Shirai and Kairi Sane possibly take them on for the titles at some point.
Really?
That'd be a great NXT takeover match.
Yeah.
In NXT takeover Brooklyn 75 or whatever they're at.
And obviously you don't have the roster to have like Raw women's tag team champions and SmackDown women's tag team champions. There's not enough of a quantity on that. I just hope that this doesn't lead to more and more of a less brand split feel. I think it's important.
I was just going to say, I'm wondering how that's going to be impacted when SmackDown goes to Fox.
Yeah, because Fox
not wanting anything to do with promoting any wrestlers that are on the other networks and other shows.
Fox has demanded exclusivity with the wrestlers on SmackDown, so we will not see any crossovers once that starts in October. Maybe even before that. I think they're
not even John Cena.
Not even who knows.
You can't see him.
But they want the A show too. They want everyone who's on Raw to be, the A players to be on SmackDown too.
There's not many A players on Raw.
Well, listen,
but in fairness though, it's been a couple of years at least that SmackDown has been the A show.
Hey, just
maybe
think,
not all time, but right now it is the A show.
Just think, the women's tag titles are going to be doing the same thing that Aleister Black, DIY, and Ricochet are going to be doing all three shows.
Apparently, because that's what we got this past week.
We're going to be continuing to get, apparently.
Sure. So one last question before we go to break. It says, call-ups wouldn't be needed if they knew how to push Baylor, Rusev, Nakamura, KO, Wyatt family, and so on and so on.
Well, and that was a lot of the reason we saw the call-ups, because Vince has realized the kind of potential they've squandered, and it's going to take longer to rebuild those guys up rather than start fresh with these call-ups.
Yeah,
and how many people, though, have they called up and ruined it with?
Everybody.
I will say this.
I'm very concerned about
a guy
this.
Like Ricochet is sold on his ability. He's not sold on storylines. He's sold on his ability. And Aleister Black as well. I mean, you don't need a storyline to bring this guy in, you know? I mean, you can eventually get there. Yes, he kind of does this vampire entrance with the candles and everything. And
he is dark and moody.
He is dark and moody, yes.
But look
Thank
at a guy
Corey.
Like Johnny Gargano. Like, they could push him to the moon on the main roster, or they could totally blow it like they have with Ty Dillinger and so many people, Tyler Breeze, The Ascension, whatever. Like, the list goes on and on with that, so I'm a little concerned.
I had a bad feeling when we didn't see Dillinger show up at the Royal Rumble at number 10 that maybe there was something going on, you know? Because he's bad. He's healthy. I know he's healthy to come back. So, going to go to break on that. Maybe, you know what? Should we talk a little sleazy side of the world of pro wrestling when we come back? It's not on the news, but you know what I'm talking about. Did we talk about it last week?
We did.
A certain announcer?
Yeah, the reason why the women's match was changed on who was eliminated first.
Gotcha. Well, never mind. We already talked about it, but it was interesting.
We can talk about the releases, though.
Why not? We'll talk about the releases and the big one, big producer, 222-1280, star 12 is the number if you want to call. If you want to text, we'll read them if they're good. Listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
If you think you've seen the last of me, you're just seeing the beginning. I promise I will show the entire WWE universe why there is one and only Ricochet.
If silence and deep sleep is what you seek, then allow me to help you. For tonight, you will fade to black.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you haven't played Best Fiends yet, don't wait any longer, because Best Fiends is the 5-star rated puzzle game that has me and millions of others obsessed, solve thousands of fun puzzles, and collect tons of characters. The show loves it, especially Morgan number 2. You can play Best Fiends with the family and friends, and they'll love playing it too. It's fun. Click now to download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A., member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Welcome back to the show. I didn't want to play this one. I already played this one. All right.
Yeah, just giving us something we didn't want the first time. Now you're giving it to us again.
Thanks, Son of a gun, but we'll need...
Is it Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin?
I need to do this. Hold on.
Whether I leave on my own 2 feet or I get carried out on a stretcher, I promise I am leaving WrestleMania as the Universal Champion.
Hi, this is Bobby Roode, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
Okay, we'll get back into the show now. I meant to play Joe, because what did you guys think of the men's, the SmackDown titles, Elimination Chamber?
Great match.
Yeah. You know, there were some surprises in it. Some guys, you know, that were like got in for like a minute or two and were completely taken out fast, so...
I'm really sick of seeing Samoa Joe be the first guy. Like,
yeah, you know,
it's out in every single match he's in.
What's it say about the fact that they do that to him every single time and he's still one of the guys everyone views as a legit threat?
Yeah. I mean,
what's that say about his greatness of him?
Yeah. He's a great worker. And I mean, yes, he's not the ideal body Vince McMahon likes. So maybe that's something that's being held against him. I don't know. I mean, that was always his problem coming in. But I mean, he's also, you know, he's also been in the main event of pay-per-views, and ever since he's come up with WWE, he's been, you know, I mean, he took on Brock Lesnar. So, you know, the one time Brock Lesnar came back for a month to take on someone in a pay-per-view. So, I don't know. Let's talk about
Lesnar's contract up.
I don't know.
When they do the next Saudi Arabia show.
Yeah, they have an extension right now on it past WrestleMania.
Please be the last extension, please.
Don't need it. You can end it at WrestleMania. I don't care who gets it, as long as... And big news coming out just like yesterday was that Roman Reigns will be addressing Raw and his where he is in his treatment for leukemia, but I've heard he's been training to come back, so...
That seems awfully quick.
I've also heard that Vince McMahon has demanded he have a WrestleMania match.
Really?
Because he's that desperate.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll find out. I mean, Vince McMahon is the one who made the announcement on Twitter that he was coming back to address the crowd. So,
well, the rumor started earlier in the week that Vince was demanding he have a match at WrestleMania. They don't have the WrestleMania card set yet.
I was going to say, we were briefly mentioning Daniel Bryan and who he should take on, and I'm still dumbfounded at who is going to be taking on Daniel Bryan.
The main rumor right now is Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, so KO comes back and goes to SmackDown.
I hate his vignettes.
Now, the question is, were his vignettes being played on SmackDown as well?
Yeah, the same exact one that aired Monday aired on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like he's on his, he's doing FaceTime or something. That's what it reminds me of, you know? It's
the pizza one wasn't bad because pineapple on pizza is terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. True. I agree.
But the
bowling was terrible, you know, where he throws
like
a gutter ball.
Yeah. I was going to say, it seems like a really bad stand-up routine. Yeah, like, I gave you $20. All you got is popcorn? Stupid movie theater prices.
Wah, wah, wah.
You've got no change from a 20?
Yeah, I know. It's stand there and hold your hand out, buddy.
It seems like Vince doesn't pay.
So we've had some releases this past week. Let's talk a little bit about the few guys that are no longer with WWE.
Two of the four we expected.
Yes.
Two of the four expected. Hideo Itami was reported to be released a couple weeks ago, and they made it official on Friday. He's going back to Japan.
Yes, and where they'll use him appropriately.
They couldn't use him much worse.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, in fairness to WWE, he was also super injury prone.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a massive disappointment that they never did anything with him.
And he also hurt people, too. Not intentionally, but he did hurt some people.
We also had Ty Dillinger was released after asking for his release. He asked for his release and then did a couple Instagram posts like thanking everybody before he was officially released. He was officially released yesterday.
Yeah, the interesting thing is a guy on tour who never shows up on TV gets the downside guarantee. Is it that little amount of money that he could make just as much out being on an independent circuit?
I don't know what it is nowadays. I can tell you what it was in the mid-90s for even the superstars. Your downside guarantee was $1,500.
Really?
You were guaranteed 10 dates at $150 apiece.
Really? I'm guessing
that has changed significantly since then.
And that's the minimum. That's if you're not on TV and you get. I mean, they're flying you as well, you know, and they're putting you up. So,
well, they don't put you up. Expenses.
But you also pay for like the cars and everything. Yes. But they do fly you everywhere.
But they also TJ Perkins was released,
which is a bummer because man, when they were doing the 205 stuff on Raw, I thought that stuff was great.
And he's the one active wrestler that did not ask for his release that was released, but he also had some weird Instagram posts or Twitter posts on Monday after Ricochet debuted, pretty much saying that Ricochet stole everything from him.
Really.
It was like, I invented that, and blah, blah, blah. And then went and say, I have nothing but love for Ricochet, but this is all stuff I've done.
I was just blown away when they referred to him as Theodore Perkins.
Theodore Perkins. I miss his. I remember we had that CD with all the intro music for the 205 guys. He had the video game intro music, so I love that. But it's like, it's a shame because he was, I think, you know, I mean, we're talking a year and a half ago. He was on Monday Night Raw, you know, every week. You know, So those are the guys.
Those are the active wrestlers who were released.
So then the non-active wrestler.
The non-active wrestler is released in accordance with Ric Flair's 70th birthday party on Monday.
Oh,
let's release his best friend, Arn Anderson.
Yeah,
from his backstage producing role.
Now, I'm not sure if he was released or he left and then they released him or maybe they told him to go home. I'm not sure of what was going on, but he's no longer with the WWE. And everybody that came out of their woodwork thanking him for all the help they've ever had, he's ever given to people, you know?
Including a certain Cody Rhodes.
Literally the first time I've ever read Arn Anderson's shoot name.
You didn't know his name was Marty Lund?
Marty Lund, yeah.
I never knew that.
And he's
it took me until February 23rd, 2019 to know that his real name is Marty.
Yeah, now he's saying he's married. Wow. He's married to... Was it Ole's daughter? I can't remember. He's married to somebody in the wrestling world. I can't remember right now, but I know that he has a marriage connection with somebody too. So he's like, it's a shame because you know what? Yeah, Ric Flair's birthday surprise. Maybe he'll come out of the cake, you know, in the middle of the ring, you know.
Did any of these guys get best wishes in their future endeavors?
Not a single person.
Nope.
It's really weird.
And if you're playing along. With all these releases, the traditional 90-day non-compete will expire before Double or Nothing.
Yep.
Well, I can think of some people who might sign him. And now TNA comes out this past week and says, and we're going to add like 3 pay-per-views to the year now. So we're gonna start filling in the pay-per-view empty spots.
The offer TNA made to Jericho came out within the last week.
Apparently it was something crazy, no?
10 matches for 7 figures.
Wow. Yeah.
The biggest offer he's ever gotten.
Wow. And that would, of course, automatically mean that he would lose all of his getting checks from the WWE for, you know, sales of his DVDs or whatever.
Well, he's going to lose anyways when he shows up on the AEW TV show.
I don't know. There's something weird. They have like, I think that they.
Well, he posted a picture this morning. He goes, internet blows up. And he's like, had a great night with this guy. And he's hanging out with Triple H.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't think that. Because, listen, Billy Gunn is going into the Hall of Fame. Okay. Billy Gunn is
he's a backstage producer.
Yeah, he's a backstage producer for AEW. So. You know,
maybe they're trying to create their own competition.
You know, I mean, they have a video now up on WWE.com with their brand new producers. I don't know if you saw it. Chris Park showing pictures of him as Abyss and with a big TNA behind him in the video for WWE, as well as Jeff Jarrett. What's his name?
Dixie Daivari. Carter.
Daivari.
Yeah,
Daivari's now backstage producer. Shane Helms.
Sanjay Dutt
as well. These guys, and they got pictures all in this video with TNA in the background.
And how about the great interview this week with our good friend
JB?
JB interviewing Matt Riddle.
Yeah, I saw that. Matt Riddle, what a hippie.
Oh, we didn't talk about this with the call-ups, but another reason why Vince freaked out for the call-ups is he can't understand that StarCast and Double or Nothing are different events.
Yeah.
And with The Undertaker doing StarCast, he lost his crap.
He did?
He's like, why is The Undertaker doing this other promotion? He thought Undertaker was showing up on AEW show.
Oh, really? Which we don't have announced yet or anything. But
no, but he's showing up at StarCast.
Yes, he will.
And StarCast, which is completely... apparently he's been removed from the materials now.
Oh, wait, really?
Oh, he's not in the beginning of the WWE
montage? No. Oh. From the StarCast.
Oh, really? Uh-oh.
Vince just throw him like a Scrooge McDuck basement of money and like...
he probably just called him up and said, hey,
full of gold.
Don't go to StarCast.
Yeah, he probably called him and said, Mark, I don't know if you want to do that just yet.
Well, and how about just referring to himself in promo videos as the Dead Man?
Yeah, true.
Not using the Undertaker name.
I'm picturing the Undertaker swimming in coin change now, but Family Guy style, yeah, where he jumps in and he's breaks. Like, "Oh, this hurts! Why does he do this?"
Yeah, you know, it hurts.
He's a little
hurts.
Fragile these days, so yeah.
We're gonna go to break on that, but I was gonna say,
As long as we don't see him wrestle at Mania.
Matt Hardy just posted that his contract's up very soon too, so I don't know what that means, but Matt, you know, kind of retiring after that Rochester show, after that.
He did a couple shows after that overseas.
His last match was at the American Bank Center in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Really?
On a house show. Now, he can't be done. I mean, we haven't heard anything about like a major, major injury or something.
He did like a bow. Well, he does have a major injury. His hip is fusing, and he's losing mobility with it. It's a pretty serious injury. So, I mean...
He seems like somebody that could have a job in any other aspect if he can't work in the ring anymore.
Oh, certainly.
I mean, creative. He's been working
he should be. Yeah. Yeah. But even if you threw him maybe on commentary on one of the shows or something, like.
Yes.
I'm guessing our buddy JB got hired because of Matt Hardy. I think that Matt Hardy, they wanted to bring him in when they brought the Hardys in. So may have been. Then JB's like, well, let me get out of this first, you know, and it took him a while. Now it seems like half the guys that were running Impact are now backstage for WWE. So,
well, and it's nice to see. I mean, to see JB on TV this week, like after he did so much for so many years, especially in TNA, obviously, like to finally get kind of rewarded a little bit. That's pretty.
And
cool
he's a good friend of ours too. Yeah. He really has been very loyal to this show, and we still communicate. So we'll just say that we're gonna go to break.
We should really hook up with him WrestleMania weekend. Like, you know, he should kind of. Open some doors for us.
we'll see what we can do. 222-1280 starts with his number. Got one more segment. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Don't miss out on the 5-star puzzle game everyone is talking about, Best Fiends. Solve thousands of fun puzzles and collect all the adorable characters. America is falling in love with Best Fiends one player at a time. Millions of players can't be wrong. Try it for yourself and click now to download for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends, download free.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA, N.A.
Hey, it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280, and that's all I got to say about that.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Another guy who probably is being used completely incorrect. Every time I play his music, all I can think about is this is the same guy that was in New Japan. I mean, it's...
Look at the people. Well, he's built up after winning the Rumble and everything a year ago.
But. Yeah.
Look at the people that were in marquee matches in last year's WrestleMania, and where are they right now?
I appreciated the tweet from Luke Harper the other day. When somebody put up the what like, say, 2 years ago today.
What do you say? It's like Thursday? You know what to do. It's
gonna, no. He was like, somebody put up a tweet and said, like, 2 years ago today, AJ Styles and Luke Harper were the like final two in the over-the-top rope battle royal for the WrestleMania match or whatever. And Harper's tweet was something along the lines of, like, our careers have had the same trajectories ever since. Kind of poking fun at himself a little bit. Yeah. And, I mean, I clearly remember... like being on the edge of my seat watching the one-on-one match after that, where like winner goes to the main event of WrestleMania, and what did they do since? And then Nakamura builds his way up to WrestleMania title match. And what have they done with him since? Like, all these people, they got to find ways to not build stars, but keep people at that level.
They have
the
talent.
Really struggling with that.
They have more talent than they've ever had on the roster.
But it's not like they can't make stars. Like, they, yeah. they built up Harper great. They built up Nakamura. They built up these guys, but then they just have them fall off. It happened with Kevin Owens, too. It happened with everybody.
Because their writers are terrible.
Yeah.
So,
well, how many years ago was it where it looked like Kofi, not to get back to Kofi, but how many years ago did it look like they were going to give him a massive push? And then it just went nowhere.
Yep.
He can only get so far. You know, I think that he's one of those guys.
I loved the callback.
Can we put Nia Jax in that category? I mean,
can we just get rid of her?
Yeah,
I mean, that's fine too.
Kofi calling Randy Orton stupid in the middle of their match.
I did appreciate though when her and Tamina were like swinging their opponents against the Elimination
Chamber. Yeah, that was fun.
Like, yeah, they're using like baseball bats. Yeah. Why don't we finish the show up and then we want to thank you, the Artis, and Artis one more time. Plug ESW before we go.
Yeah, Empire State Wrestling, 6 o'clock today. Village Sports in Fairport, the Rochester debut. Facebook.com/ESW Wrestling. You can get the all the details. A lot of big matches. Tickets available at the door. Come on out, see some great future stars and some local stars. And
if you want to see Rob in town, you got to come out because that's the only place you're going to catch him.
If you want to deliver, is it Girl Scout cookie season?
Yeah,
you want to deliver
girl.
Some Thin Mints to the commentary table? That's fine, too. Should be fun, though. Yeah, Facebook.com/ESW Wrestling. All the details on there. Again, Colin Delaney, Cheech, Brandon Thurston, Nick Ando, Rob Sweets, Butcher and the Blade, Eric Amanon, many more. Huge show tonight, 6 o'clock. Doors are at 6, show's at 7.
Okay.
Sorry, but cool. Tickets at the door.
I want to say last thing before we get out of here. Thoughts on China going into the Hall of Fame?
Well deserved.
About time. I mean they find a way to get her in, not individually. So
I'm okay with it because it's not individually. I don't think she deserves it.
Okay.
I think she deserves it individually.
I think she does too, but it's like...
That could still happen. Like,
but there's so much bad water under the bridge, you know, or whatever that...
And that's the problem. Like, how many people have gotten in individually that don't deserve it? That if they're in, that's the problem. We're always going to be in the state that if these people got in, then China absolutely deserves to be in.
Cool.
You know.
Well, we're going to get out of here. I want to come out today to... wait a second. I was going to plug a bowling tournament in, but I'm not... Don't worry about it. We've got enough people out there for bowling today, but if you want to... But ESW tonight, and we'll be here next week. Thank you, Rob. Man, Rob, I don't know when we'll see you again, man, but we appreciate you coming in anytime, okay?
Good to be here. Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week, folks.